Good afternoon. My blog for today is called Siblings. And of course I have pictures up there that are from the chapters of my book. And the first few words of my blog are, relating to one of the pictures, our markings are interesting, our colours are more so. Our status of siblings also keeps you now in the know. Siblings can be interesting individuals, some going through life seeing eye to eye and others going through life constantly at each other's throats. They say that you only hurt the one you love the most, but I wonder at the wisdom of that saying sometimes. As children we could be our worst enemies. I know I was to my sister, which I regret so terribly in my later life, not knowing any better and being brought up with cruelty and hatred from a new stepmother, inflicted upon us both at all hours of the day and night, and more recently, being constantly reminded by my sister. We were only babies, we didn't know any better. They say the older you get, you grow closer to your siblings. Well, in my case, I'm still waiting to find that inner peace and connection. We all live hundreds of miles apart, and silence is usually a friend, I guess. And indeed it is, poor sibling relationships in childhood could be a predictor of depression in adulthood. Well, how very sad, but how very true in many cases. Even the Chinese children brought up in one child family, enforced upon them by those in authority over them, are now being found as to be less able to endure competition in their lives. They're less likely to trust or to be found to be trustworthy themselves, and most certainly are not keen risk takers. We did have an older sister who was stillborn, and I often think about what life might have been like had we had her in our moments of trial. What wisdom would she have been able to teach us? And had we had an older brother, would we have learned to accept men in our lives better? It's always interesting to ponder upon such things out of our control, and now way back in the past, but then I guess that is just how life happens. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.